What is it about Tony's leadership that strikes you as the unique thing that, again, gives us a chance to appreciate him just as the coach he is and begin to separate out any of this racial stuff that clouds the issue of how great a coach he is anyway?
Well, the thing that impressed me, Nick, and it's good to be with you as always, about Tony Dungy.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Is his demeanor. Okay, and I what I liked about Tony Dungy, watching him coach throughout the playoffs, was you saw a man who was together, was focused. He was under control. And in listening to comments made about him by Herman Edwards and many other people, you hear about a man who doesn't lose his cool, who has things under control, and has a way about him that permeates through the coaching staff and the players. It's a man who I heard has only been heard to have cursed once all season, keeps it together, and has a game plan of what he's doing.
He cursed once?
I heard that was he one time this season. A profanity came out. That was it.
What word was that? I'm just interested. My mother, by the way, I never heard my mother swear, but her favorite saying when she really had to say something was "God's flaming teeth."
Well, the question
what did Tony
is, when you and your twin sister were born, how is she feeling? But that might be a different situation. But anyway, the fact is this. Mr. Dungy had an aura about him throughout the season that I think went through the coaching staff and the players that showed that when the pressure was on, we can perform and focus on what we had to do. The game against New England, where they were down, was it 21-3 at halftime?
It was 21-6. They came back with that important field goal, which made a big difference, I think, in their confidence at halftime.
But when they came back, and you know, I heard what he talked about in the locker room. He said, "Let's, you know, we get the ball, let's score, let's stop them, let's score, and we'll be right back in the game." And indeed, that's what happened. And I think it was that calm ability, rather than somebody, you know, when we talk about, and one of the things we wanted to talk today about, you know, upsets in sports. Why do they happen? People lose their cool. People take things for granted and they lose their cool. Tony Dungy doesn't lose his cool. And, you know, he's coached in the face of adversity, losing his son. And you have to admire a guy like this. And I think what he's done proves that, you know, people can perform under pressure at very high levels.